Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Turn the Page Radio, the 30-minute radio show where we take a peek into the eternal chaos that is the universe of small press to keep you prepared. I mean updated. I'm your host, Kayla Greenwald. Tonight we are covering Coast to Coast with Bud Smith and Alexandra Naughton and our guest, a special guest, Brian Allen Ellis. As usual, the last half hour of the show is reserved for call-ins and questions. You can call in at 323-870-3407, unless you are Tim Murray, in which case you're going to call 605-475-6958. Our first guest tonight is Bud Smith. He is the author of F-250, Tollbooth, Everything Neon, and or something like that. He is the founding editor and publisher of Unknown Press. Bud is also part of the Uno Kudo Collective, which is what he's going to be talking about with us tonight. And that is about it. So let's get Bud on the line. Bud?
Yo, what's up? Hey, how's
hey,
it going?
Hey, how was your nap?
Oh, it's
pretty good.
Yeah, my wife just woke me up.
This is late for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's... Yeah, it's late for me right now. It's like 11, but I had to get up at like 5 today and climb this giant ladder up into the sky at work. So I'm like all wiped out. I'm working on top of this.
Down.
Well, you climb up the ladder, you climb down the ladder. We're working on this gasoline tower, repairing the top of it. It's like 200 feet. It sucks.
Wow.
Oil refinery. Yeah.
This sounds like a plan.
Anyway. So, yeah,
Hello. Yeah, so you were going to talk to us a little bit about Uno Kudo. For the people out there, what is Uno Kudo?
Uno Kudo is, it's like an art meets lit yearly journal. It's print right now. It's been print for 4 issues. This year we'll continue that. It's still a print magazine. And what it is writers, you submit your work. We select what we think is the best submissions we get, and our art director scouts work out online and puts the art matched up with the best submissions we get, and it becomes this beautiful full color glossy magazine that comes out once a year and possibly even twice a year going forward. So it's cool, and we actually. You know, not that lit mags really make money anyway, but all the money we make from this, we donate to charity. So it all goes to Penn International as of right now. Every dollar we make profit. So that's what we do. Actually, subs are
opening really
back
cool.
up.
Yeah. Sub. Talk a little bit about submissions.
So it's going to be the Tuesday after Labor Day. There'll be posts going up everywhere, but anybody who hears this now, if you're a writer and you have a short story, if you have a personal essay, if you have some poems, send your work as a Microsoft Word document, send them to Uno Kudo unokudo@gmail.com. And that's just unokudo@gmail.com. And, yeah, we're looking for, you know, just, it's crazy when you read some places like guidelines, what they want you to send, and they have all this crazy shit. It's like, yeah, you're going to send the work you make, you know? It's like sometimes when I read, you know, this place is, you know, this list out all these weird things that they want. It's like, I'm not really concerned with any of that stuff. Send your best work. Send it to unokudo@gmail.com. Send a couple things, whatever you're feeling. We have readers that are combing through everything, and then the editors get together, and we pick the best of what we're given. It's just a big cool party, I believe. The thing is,
no,
like,
for sure.
It was like an art collective. More than anything. It's an art collective, really. It's just like a big smattering of people who just get together and make something cool every year.
So yeah, I've been lucky enough to see, like, the sneak peek of the new one, and it's beautiful. The art in it is incredible. And so for anyone who, you know, visual art really speaks to them and they like to do work, you know, related to visual art, being paired up with stuff like that is a really cool opportunity. But Unokudo isn't the only thing. I mean, you've been doing a whole bunch of stuff. More specifically, Tables Without Chairs with Brian Allen Ellis. And I've got Brian on the line, actually. Do you want to introduce him and what you guys have done before I pull him up?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, let me talk a little bit about that book real quick. But so Tables Without Chairs is a split book. Brian Allen Ellis is a writer who I really, really dig. And he asked me if I felt like doing a split book. That was cool because I love collaborations. And he knew this awesome illustrator, Waylon Thornton, who's a guy who was leading a punk band down in Florida. Brian's a guy who used to be in a lot of different bands down in Florida himself. And, yeah, we got together and made this book, and the book is just, it's like, it owes less to literature and more to, like, just an explosion of brightly colored paint and noise. Yeah, so.
For sure.
Yeah,
all right,
so Brian,
well, I think that's a good intro.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. Let's see what Brian has to say.
All right.
Brian, was that a good intro?
Hey. Yeah, he left out that it was a paranormal bromance as well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh.
No, totally.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So if that's your thing. How you doing, Kayla?
Yeah.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How you doing, bud?
Dude, I'm great, man. I'm slowly waking up, you know.
Thanks for having me on the show. I know, man. Did you wake up on
the
scaffold?
Yeah, man. My wife kept coming into the room, and she's, like, desperately trying to wake me up. She's like, oh, no, you're going to miss the radio show. You know, like, the world's going to fucking end if, you know, if I miss the call into the radio show.
It would, man. It would. It really would.
It would. How rude.
People need to be informed.
Tell your wife I say thank you.
Oh, yeah. No, I always thank her. She's rad as fuck. So, Brian, what are you up to right now? What are you doing?
Chilling, man. Just talking to you guys, hanging with the cats. Yeah, alone at the apartment. My lady hasn't come home from work yet, so I'm just kind of,
cool.
You know, trying not to get scared.
Yeah, me and Brian are in different
time
zones.
Right, because you're
in
New York.
I'm on Eastern time zone, and Brian's in
and
Florida
in
time zone. So they're like,
yeah,
totally
central.
Yeah, I think me and Bud have the same time zone because it's about 11 here.
I'm on a different time zone than you guys.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So,
what is time?
You guys live so far apart. How did you guys get started on Tables Without Chairs then?
Well, we have a mutual friend who used to live in Florida, who's a poet named Allie Marini, who lives in California now, and she's started a press called Lucky Bastard. But she was always telling me about Bud and how we should connect because we're both kind of weird, and I don't know what the right term is. We don't take our writing as serious as a lot of people
bananas.
Do.
Bananas.
I guess you saw that. But not she didn't say it in those words, but she didn't mean it in a bad way. Just we have like a similar way that we write, I guess.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah.
I guess she hooked him up with a couple of my books, and I downloaded a couple of his, and then we started talking online, and we had a lot in common. We both played in bands and got into writing kind of similar, in similar ways, and we just decided to do this book together because we enjoy like collaborating and talking, and we send each other stories and tell each other really stupid stories and make each other laugh.
So is that sort of how the process worked? Is that how the process worked then, where you
yeah,
guys
absolutely.
Just kind of sent stuff back and forth and then went, all right,
yeah.
This is what we're doing.
Oh, yeah. We would copy and cut and paste whole instant message conversations and put it in the book.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes.
That's
kind of
how we work.
There's
like, we use
there's
Twitter
a lot of that.
Stuff. And, yeah, we're just all over the place. Like, Bud wrote his whole novel on his phone. We're just doing weird shit like that, I guess. That's unconventional. But not really.
So
I guess everyone's doing it now.
Is there, like, sort of like a central theme in this that you'd like to share with people?
For Tables
in,
Without
in
Chairs?
In the collaboration? Yeah.
Not really. We both have our own separate sections in the book. With a little bit of, like, conversation stuff thrown in between. My half is, like, a novella called Sexy Time in the Spook House, Oh Yeah. And also another thing is this thing called Ha Ha Sad Laughter, which is kind of like an anti-writing manual. And then Bud's section is called Calm Face, and it's just, like, a story cycle about living in New York and, you know, doing things like putting a hot tub in your apartment or... reviewing the corner bodega store and stuff like just you know that kind of thing. It's not really serious literature, but it has all
Totally.
There's
stories.
Yeah,
it's like the kind of book where they're gonna teach you at MFA programs. You can study this book to learn the essence of writing lit. But I think sometimes that's my kind of favorite kind of art is like the crap that's awesome. You know what I mean? Like it's not, you know, it's wrong. It's wrong for like a thousand reasons and that's why I like it. Which isn't always the case with why I think something's good, but every once in a while,
yeah.
I'm not saying that that's what this is, but like I used to have this really, really shitty video store by my house that burnt down. And I remember just like, you know, you'd walk around, I picture this book as like walking around a crappy, musty, old video store and just looking at the video boxes and being like, wow, that looks like a shitty ass movie for 99 cents and that's the one I'm picking.
But
and then you bring it home.
Life altering.
Yeah. Yeah. You bring it home and you're like, holy shit, this is even worse than I thought.
Yeah. So Tables Without Chairs is the shitty movie that you pick up in the 99 cent bin, pretty much.
That's great.
No, I take my crap really seriously. I put a lot of time and effort into making this kind of
it's
stuff.
It's good crap.
And,
totally.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, it's good.
No, I mean, I pick movies
cool
out of the 99 cent bin, too, so. No, it looks really cool, and the illustrations are super sweet.
That's my buddy from Florida. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, for the people who are listening, Tables Without Chairs, I mean, you can get it on Amazon. You will definitely know it when you see it.
Right. It's not on Kindle yet. I think we're going to release some of the sections separately onto a Kindle later on because we want people to have the paperback experience because, like, I think that's how the art translates better. And I think it's just a cool little book to have on your in your collection. I think it stands out. The color is really ugly, but amazing. Colors are really ugly. But
they're very
bright. The art is great. Yeah, the art is great. The Bud's part is killer. My stuff is whatever. But it's a cool little book.
I think both your stuff's pretty killer.
Cool, thanks.
Just saying.
Yeah,
I
mean,
are
you guys? Are you guys going to collaborate more in the future? Because this is Tables Without Chairs number one. So.
Yeah, we're throwing ideas around right now, actually, for a sequel. A squeakle.
A squeakle, Chipmunks 3. Me and this guy collaborate almost every day on Instant Messenger, which doesn't sound like that's making a book, but that's how this book was pretty much made. Just shooting the shit, fucking around, sending messages back and forth, and I don't know, just stuff kind of gets made that way when we work together. You know, we're not really consciously making something, we're just having fun and screwing around. And I think, unfortunately, that's like one of the biggest things I see missing from people, they just don't seem to be having like as much fun as they could be, which sounds kind of crazy because I remember when I really first got into reading books as a young adult, like lit, of course it was like Kurt Vonnegut, and you know, open up like Breakfast of Champion and there's a sketch of his own asshole. I'm like, oh, this guy's cool. I think I'll read another one of his books. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But that's
so the moral of the story is just to like get your own butthole and then put it out there and butters don't like it.
Let people read it.
Well, thanks guys. Can you guys just hold on, and then when we get to the part where everybody can ask questions, I'm sure some people will have questions about your buttholes.
I'm down. Stay awake, bud.
All right.
Stay awake.
Stay awake. Slap yourself. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Our next guest tonight is Alexandra Naughton, who I just hung up on, so she needs to call back. Alexandra Naughton is a writer in Oakland, California. Her first collection of poetry, I Will Always Be Your Whore, Love Songs for Billy Corgan, was published by Punk Hostage Press. She's the author of You Could Never Objectify Me More Than I've Already Objectified Myself and My Posy Tastes Like This. She's the creator of Be About It, which is what she's going to be talking to us about tonight. Be About It started as a literary art zine in 2010. And after 4 great years of zine publishing, ebooks, chapbooks, and a reading series based out of the East Bay, they were added. So let's talk a little bit to Alexandra. Alexandra, are you there? Hello?
I think I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I hung up on you like a fool. How are you?
I know. I was like, oh, shit, I just got disconnected.
I was just kidding. This isn't a real radio show. I just wanted you to be up and call me.
That's cool. I'll chat with you.
So how are you? What's going on?
I'm good. I just walked out of the Bernal Heights Public Library where I played a Smashing Pumpkins song and talked about why I like it and why it like means something to me. The song was Ava Adore from the Adore album. It's the only Smashing Pumpkins album I have on record.
That's more than me, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So,
well, do you even like the Smashing Pumpkins?
I do, but I just don't have any albums by them.
Yeah.
But I spend all my money on books, so when I get around to buying records, my wallet's a little empty. Speaking of books and presses and all of that fun stuff, tell everyone that's listening about Be About It.
Be About It is my a little intro. It's my outfit. It's I don't know. I started wanting to make zines like 5 years ago, so I did. And, like, I had a blog at the time, which is listed on your website. I actually just continued that because I'm really embarrassed by all the writing that I had on there. So
I was wondering.
Link, they're not going to find anything. I had to delete that because I just...
Where can they find you then?
They can find me at beaboutitpress.tumblr.com. That's the Be About It site. And my personal Tumblr... I'll just send you a link later because it's hard to spell. But yeah, I don't know. I had a blog and had blog friends, and I asked if they would want to submit writing and artwork to me, and I would publish and make a real zine, something that people can hold and look at and, you know, leave in the bathroom or whatever. And that was cool. That was chill.
For sure.
And I started, then I started doing readings. And I was like, oh, I'm going to have a reading series. And I don't know, recently I decided I'm going to start publishing chapbooks. So I had a chapbook contest. Yeah. That was kind of cool.
Do you have a chapbook out now, or is one that's forthcoming through Be About It?
There are two coming out this month.
Exciting. What are they?
Yes. It's Greg Letellier, and it's Karaoke, an Essay. It's a poetic essay about karaoke. And then I have another chapbook coming out by Jennifer McBain Stevens, and that is called, it's about Joan of Arc. And it's the French word for Joan, which is spelled J-E-A-N-N-E. I don't know how to say that because I never took French. Like Jean
That's
or something.
That's my mom's name.
How do you say it?
So the same way.
Jeannie.
J-E-A-N-N-E.
Yeah. So it's called Jeannie.
Oh, you
Jeannie.
Taught me something about my mom.
Yeah, they're both really good. They're coming out this month. I just sent Greg's book to the printer, so that should be out by next week. And I just finished the cover for Jennifer's book, so that's going to be out next week probably too. As soon as I get my paycheck, because I have to pay for the printing.
What do you mean? Small press is just where all the money is. I don't know what you're talking about.
Hmm. I know. Well, I think I have to keep working at it to start rolling in the dough.
You keep telling yourself that.
Yeah.
So, it's so really for people funny. Who are looking.
No, mm-hmm. For sure. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to tell you something that I said when I was talking about the Smashing Pumpkins album. I started off addressing the audience by, "Do any of you know who I am?" And nobody did. And I was like, oh, no, it's okay. Like, you totally don't have to. But just so you know, I am an internet micro-celebrity. And when you're an internet micro-celebrity, people give you things. Like the Smashing Pumpkins album, which Nate Logan gave to me. After the first book came out.
That's just how I'm going to start my show from now on. I'm not going to say my name. I'm just going to be like, you should know who I am.
Do you even know who I am? Because you totally should.
So for people who are looking to submit to Be About It, how can they do that? And when is submissions open? And what should they send? I mean, should they give you, like, a fruit basket with bananas? What should they do?
Yeah, send me fruit. I'm definitely vitamin deficient, so bananas are good. I'm allergic to mangoes. Don't send me mangoes. I'm not really partial to kiwi either because the fuzz creeps me out, and I think it's too acidic or too sweet. It makes my tongue itch. So no kiwi or mangoes, but bananas are good. I like apples too. Maybe some fresh vegetables because I basically only eat fried food. I'm accepting submissions for the 11th issue of Be About It Zine, and every zine issue has a different theme, and this theme is favorite. So I ask anybody who wants to send me stuff, just think about that word, whatever it means to you. It could be, you know, you can write about your favorite thing, or did the idea of the word favorite inspire some other idea for you? You know, whatever. Send me something. Could be art, could be a poem, could be a very short story. I don't really like long things because I have a short attention span, and I feel like most of our generation does as well. So
I definitely do.
Yeah, and, you know, if you can't tell a good story within a few pages, like a page or two, then I don't know.
For sure.
I'm not trying to publish DFW over here. Like, I want something that's going to punch me in the face.
We don't need Moby Dick Part 2.
No Moby Dick Part 2. Just, like, a nice little sock in the mouth and then, you know, get left wondering what just happened. That's the best kind of
right.
story for me.
Me too. Well, thank you. Stay.
Yeah.
Don't. I'm not going to hang up on you this time. And then I'm going to bring Brian and Bud back, and we're going to take questions from, I say the audience, but I can't see anyone. So the invisible audience that is hopefully listening, they're going to call in and ask us questions. So.
Okay, word.
Yeah. Bud, Brian, are you there? Have I ruined everything? Good. Wait a minute. Watch this.
Oh, there he is.
Bud? Brian?
I can get that accent from anywhere. Hello?
Hello? Are we all here?
I'm here. Present.
I'm still here. Am I on mute or something?
I think we're missing Bud.
I hear Alexander.
Bud.
Hey.
Bud, stop sleeping.
God damn it.
I'm awake.
There it is.
All right. So all of us, we're going to take questions from the audience. So let's see.
Yeah.
We have... You're on the air. Hello? You got a question?
Hello?
Hey. Oh, I know who this is. Hey, Julie. This is Julie Larson,
hey.
Everybody. The co-founder of Blood for Literary Magazine.
Oh,
Hello. Hey guys. Hey. I'm just calling in for Bud and Brian. And hi Alexandra. It's good to see you or hear from you. I read Tables Without Chairs and it is bananas. It is so good. Uh-huh. Love it.
Thanks. Alexandra likes
it. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Actually.
Can you sing that?
No,
it's really, really great. It's a lot of fun.
Well, thank you.
That's not a question.
Yeah, so I just wanted to call in and say
that. This is a question
time. I know it's not a question. Alexandra, how often is your reading series going to happen?
Since 2012.
Middle morning.
Really loud.
Maybe I should just stand in the bathroom.
I'm breaking up.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Julie, can you repeat the question?
Yeah.
Julie, can you repeat
How often is... Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You're good.
Okay. How often is Alexandra's... reading series going to take place? Is it going to be a monthly, or is it going to be like a once or twice a year thing? Can people plan to come out and be a part of it?
Good question. So I pretty much whenever I have a traveling poet in town, if like someone, I get messages on Facebook like, oh, hey, I don't know you, but I'm coming to the Bay Area. I heard you have a reading series. Can I read? And I'm like, yeah, send me some links to your work so I can make sure you're not racist or misogynist. And, you know, most people are not, so I will happily host any traveling writer as long as we're not a dickhead. And I'm actually starting a monthly variety show incorporating poetry, comedy, and music, which I'm doing with Joshua Kent Fowler, who runs Nomadic Press out in Fruitvale.
Mm-hmm.
Very
good.
That's very cool.
Okay, very
cool.
I won't take up any more time. I am sure that Tim Murray is waiting in line.
He's not actually, because I tricked him and gave him a line to a online sobriety test. That was the other number I gave. So he's not going to pass that, and he won't call me.
All right, take care, you guys.
We're actually out of
thank
time.
You.
Anyway,
all
so
right.
Thank you guys all for being on.
Thank you.
If you guys want to send
thank
me some
you.
Stuff, I can post. You guys have
sure.
a good night.
Have
thank
a nice
you.
Day.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, everyone, that's Turn the Page. I'm your host, Kayla Greenwald, and stay tuned. We're going to have our next episode in a couple weeks here, or maybe a week. I don't know. I just do this. I will see you guys next time.